It takes courage. Jimmy covered his face and put his head down on his desk. Peter had just accused him of knocking over Miss Edwards' glass of water on her desk, which ruined her lesson plan papers. But he didn't do it. It was Peter. He hated school, and because he was bigger and older than everyone, he was often bossy and mean. Peter had threatened the class, saying, "If anyone tells on me, you'll be sorry." And now no one would tell the truth. Everyone was too scared. Mona was shaking. She knew Jimmy. He was her friend. She knew the right thing to do. But what would Peter do to her if she told the truth? She looked over at Jimmy, who still had his head down. "Miss Edwards," said Mona with a shaky voice. "Yes, Mona?" "Peter knocked the glass over. I saw it." Peter's face grew red with anger as he stared at Mona. "But it wasn't on purpose. His backpack hit it," said Mona. Jimmy popped his head up and stared at her. As soon as she sat down, Trish said the same thing. Then five or six others followed. Peter glared at Mona all morning. It was hard for her to pay attention to Miss Edwards. At lunchtime, Miss Edwards kept Peter in class while the other students went to the cafeteria. He admitted that he knocked the water over, but figured he'd get in trouble, so he lied. Miss Edwards assured him that no one gets in trouble for honest mistakes, and if he had immediately told her, none of this would have happened. He later apologized to Mona and Jimmy. "Mona, you were an amazing example of courage today," said Miss Edwards after school. "You did the right thing, even though you were afraid. Not only did you keep Jimmy from being blamed, but I was able to help Peter think about the choices he makes. I think everyone learned an important lesson today, even better than what I had planned."